Knew I could do that.
Yeah. Knew I'd get away with it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I hope you get raped by an Uber driver, dude.
You do? Okay,
but you told me you black out in every Uber, dude. You get it.
Well, that would be handy. As soon as I get in Ubers, like, yeah, I just feel like I'm safe. And I just, like, dangerous. I power down. Yeah, I go into, like, low power. Job,
imagine that dude stopping at a red light and climbing over the seats and coming back into the back seat on you.
Well, that's what he was saying. He was so like,
whole car's rocking. Oh, my
God. He was like, there's no way. It's like, he was like, they want that stuff.
Yeah, he's like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. And he's like, there's no way they wouldn't, like, remember that or wake up if I put my hand up their ass. And it was just like, I don't know, dude. Like, I've had some weird people do butt shit to me when I'm passed out.
What do you
like,
say?
What happened to you?
Oh, I thought you told us in the Uber driver.
No, I didn't say that to him.
What happened to
your
butt?
I was just like, yeah, you got to be careful out there.
Don't try to dodge this, dude. What happened to your butt when you were passed out?
I don't know. Stuff went up, dude. What you want to know?
I just assume.
You just assume someone got a hold of your butt last night, dude. I came home to a naked little treat. Just wrapped in those blankets.
You fucking camera. Well,
I lucked out because I ordinarily would have been in underwear.
Damn, I should have put a camera, put the phone off your butt, pose next to it. Oh,
that happened to a kid in my high school. He got a toothbrush stuck up his ass. It's like a hazing thing.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, and like, my wrestling coach basically paternoed the situation. He like heard about it, instantly shut it down.
He brushed it
and it
under
came
the
back. The kid sued, and he got like they let him teach, but they didn't let him coach wrestling anymore.
I never like was on a team that like was like into hazing. Oh, they did like hazing shit. Like they like made us drink or something like that, or like shaved our heads. Yeah. But like no elaborate fucking elephant walk shit or putting
when
stuff
my
up
high school got
butts.
In trouble for it a few years
really?
Ago
they shut it down.
It was
yeah.
so fucking funny what they did. They had like a pizza box and somebody stuck their dick through it and made the freshmen come in and like I forget what it was like they asked them questions about like the playbook and if they got it wrong they were like, all right, you get this slice. They'd reach in and grab a kid's dick.
Well, it's funny too because that's like that's
trouble.
Usually the age of like 16 to 17 when like these kids are for the first time have a space where they get to make the rules and they're like, all right, the younger kids have to touch our dicks and then blah blah blah. It's pretty fucking weird.
Why is that? Who?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what is
it's
that?
Some primitive shit, dude.
It is primitive.
Yeah, it's
for
just,
sure.
It's your first time you get to make the rules up. Like, all right, what do we do?
Yeah,
like, yeah,
first,
let's fucking sodomize that kid.
They
gotta suck our dicks.
That never crossed my mind. Like, I've never once wanted that. Like
Power. You didn't want the power to haze.
Or just, well, no, I would like the power to haze.
You
but I would
be
just,
dominated.
What?
you're a power bottom.
No, I just don't
want.
Not like, I'm not like, finally some power. You need to touch my dick.
Really?
That's the point of power.
What else are you getting power for?
Well, I mean, I'm not other dudes touching my dick. Not like my teammates.
When contact takes off and you have all the power. You don't think you're going to be
demanding
some
I'm
going to
be back on this cast.
You'll be
I got
lacrosse.
Some pizza for you. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be coaching lacrosse, dude. Like, yeah, boys.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I
you're going to get good at holding the fucking stick. Dude.
I tried. I coached like youth lacrosse for a little while, and I tried to be like a nice coach.
Damn.
Did
you wear
coach
glasses?
Yeah.
I knew you did.
What's
like
coach
sunglasses,
coach?
Like reflective sunglasses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like some Razorbacks?
You had those,
sure. I was like a chill lacrosse coach.
Tucked in t-shirt.
Yeah,
I knew exactly what you looked like.
Lacrosse coaches pretty chill? I'd imagine all of them are Zach.
Yeah. This,
come on, lacrosse Hunter.
Lacrosse culture.
Oh, cool
stick
work, Hunter.
Yeah, thanks.
Real fucking chill.
Good pass win. Yeah.
Whoa. That was a chill move, Hunter.
Just your coach on the sideline smoking a bubbler. He's like, whoa, we scored.
Damn.
A lot of kids named Trip.
Really?
Yeah, because they're all
hell
like
yeah,
third.
Topher.
Yeah, Topher.
Great goal. Dude, no, we were having this conversation
I got flipped out.
The way here about how fucking gay lacrosse is.
No, lacrosse is a great sport.
Lacrosse is in my rankings of gay sports. It's toward,
what do you like? What do you
games.
Hate worse, rugby or lacrosse?
In the car because I was with Chris. I was saying rugby's cooler.
You're around national talent. I'm nationally ranked rugby player.
This is a D1
Connor's
lacrosse,
a D1
player.
Lacrosse
dude,
guy.
Think of the athletes in this room.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Top
and
talent.
Just one real sport between the three of us.
Did you guys have any hazing on your teams?
Not so
have
much.
Any what
hazing? You just had
football.
That
they like shut it down. The wrestler, I didn't wrestle, but the wrestler got a thing up his ass. Football, I remember hearing about that in grade school and being like, or not grade school, in freshman year and being like, okay.
That just, again, that goes back to your joke. It's like, that just means he lost the wrestling match.
For sure,
he
should have
fucking squirmed out of that.
Yeah, man.
That's a good way to weed out the fucking scrubs on your
team.
True,
if you can get a toothbrush into someone's ass.
If you get raped, wrestling's not your sport.
True that.
It's true. Well, it depends what weight class the raper was in.
True.
I think significantly heavier.
Yeah, that's not right.
Might have been multiple wrestlers against the one.
Yeah, you can't happens. Do that.
A little three-way Royal Rumble. Yeah,
dude, that happens.
Unless, tornado unless tag. Sponsored by fucking, what's that called? Oral-B or whatever.
Like three lightweights Anal going B. after a heavyweight.
Yeah, that's the only hazing we had was we would
make. Who do you think would win in a fight between me and McCusker and you?
You guys would beat the fuck out of me.
Nice.
I might get my ass beat by McCusker, dude.
Shane Strong.
Really?
Have
you been grappling? Are you
both wrestled Shane before? Shane Strong.
Yeah, yeah, I got tuned up. I got tuned up for
you. Dude, we went.
I would definitely hold some sand in my hand, blind him.
We had such a funny fucking wrestling match. So we went
recently.
No, this is like when we first met. This is when I lived in Concha.
That's sick. You guys clashed.
Me, him, and Mecky were at my apartment, just dancing to like Diplo, fucking cocksucker. Probably right around the same time as fucking Diplo. Yeah. But we were dancing to Diplo and like Justin Bieber. And then we were just in my living room
having
drunk,
a good time.
Dancing, like pushing. And then, of course, I started like pushing. And then we started wrestling. And what did you do? You did
started
something.
Moshing.
You did something that hurt.
Did I bite you or something?
You did something. And then I just woke it up, dude. I just picked him up.
Maybe I like. Where was Mecky?
Mecky stayed out of it. He got it. He stayed out of the match, dude. Yeah, yeah. He snaked, waited to see who won, and then supported them.
He was like Bugs Bunny stepping out of the cloud of just like.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Brushed him across your face.
I
slammed him into the carpet.
Yeah. I woke up with a nice like rug burn or fat lip or something. I think I might have just like pinched the back of your arm or something. Ooh,
yeah, that got me. Got me fired up.
That's so funny.
Then he tricks me in Harrisburg.
Dude, we gotta start sponsoring.
You were like, come here, and then you put me in a headlock.
We gotta start sponsoring amateur wrestling tournaments.
Yeah, we
gotta have a Shat Nation amateur wrestling tournament.
Yeah. We gotta.